Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill, pets shed, and accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabay sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabay has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Eric Faddis is joining us, former federal prosecutor. We are going to dive into the conversation of Brian Koberger. I'm very curious to get your take on this from an attorney's standpoint. The deadline to provide an alibi came and went. They provided something. I don't necessarily really call it an alibi, but it was simply to the effect of he wasn't there. So it was the Shaggy, it wasn't me argument is what I've been saying. And saying that it's anticipated this evidence may be offered by way of cross-examination of witnesses produced by the state, as well as calling expert witnesses. I think the word may is very important in that statement that was given by Ann Taylor. What do you make of this lack of alibi or very generic statement that was given right at the deadline?
Yeah, it was put, like you said, in a very lawyerly fashion. We're not saying we have an alibi necessarily, but we might, and we're preserving that our chance to raise that, and it's a non-committal type of response.
Yeah,
I've thought about this case for a while, and one thing that occurred to me is, look, if this dude had an alibi during this time, meaning if he was somewhere else, I got to imagine there is at least some shred of evidence that he would have, that would connect him to a different location than where the murders occurred, and he could bring that evidence forward. For example, if he was in his place where he was living near his school, and he was on the internet, his IP address would potentially show internet activity at that location. If he had a friend over, or a roommate, or some, or a family member or that was visiting, something, if he really had an alibi, I just think that would have come forward by now. And this sort of non-committal halfway type of filing that his attorneys filed, I think tells me when you read through the lines that there probably isn't any ironclad alibi here.
Then I guess that it's not surprising in many ways that there's not. I didn't really expect there to be, other than the grandstanding of he's looking forward to being exonerated. Okay, if you have something to exonerate your client with, then why are we not bringing it to the table right now? Why are we waiting for cross-examination where you may have something? That's not really necessarily an alibi at that point.
Yeah, no, I feel you. That's almost saying, like, we have some ways of attacking the claim that he was at the residence where the murders occurred. But that doesn't mean that he wasn't at the residence where the murders occurred. It just means that his attorneys are trying to do a good job of attacking the prosecution's evidence. As a lawyer reading that, what jumps out to me is, look, if he was somewhere else, I think he would have filed an alibi by now, and he hasn't. And so that's somewhat telling to me.
Is that statement going to hurt them in the long run? The evidence corroborating Mr. Koberger being at a location other than the King Road address will be disclosed pursuant to discovery and evidentiary rules, as well as the statutory requirements. The evidence corroborating that he was at another location, the only evidence that we have out there right now is corroborating that he was at the location based on the cell phone records. There already is evidence showing his location via cell phone. Probably one of the best ways that we have to do that, through GPS and triangulation, already shows him there. So to make a statement that we have evidence pointing that he was somewhere else, wouldn't you then have to be arguing someone stole his cell phone and took it on a joyride down to King Road, happened to be the night of the murder, that he had absolutely nothing to do with? It just seems rather preposterous, and almost as if they may be inadvertently digging more holes for themselves right here.
Yeah, it could be problematic, especially in terms of the public eye and how the public is viewing this case. We're talking about it on this podcast. All the network outlets are following it. Everybody's watching. And so I think the public is going to have a similar reaction to what you just described. However, in that courtroom, in the trial, I don't think the jury is going to hear about this halfway invocation of a potential alibi defense later on. I think the jury is probably not going to get word of this filing and how his attorneys put that information. And in the public, is going to hurt him? Yes. In the courtroom, I think less.
What do you make of the allegations of DNA being planted on the knife sheath by the police? Again, now we're going to the OJ territory of, we're going to go down this road and see if this one sticks. Again, is there something that they feel like they're going to get some sort of traction with this, or is this still, let's see what sticks, and really just trying to groom a potential juror pool to have some possible semblance of reasonable doubt?
I think, as we're all aware, the investigation took quite some time to really hone in on a suspect and to bring charges against an arrest. And I think what his camp is trying to signal is that, look, it was really circumstantial up until a point, and the authorities believe they needed the icing on the cake. They needed kind of the smoking gun, if you will. And so they took that extra step and planted this DNA evidence on a knife sheath. Now, I have no clue whether that happened or not.
Yeah.
But is it within the realm of possibility? Yes. Does it strain one's credulity to listen to that and say, oh, gosh, that must be what happened? Yes. And so I think with making such an inflammatory allegation that the police planted his DNA on that knife sheath, they better come with it. They better have something to back that up. I think just putting it out there without any kind of support is somewhat irresponsible. But maybe they have something. And if they did, that would blow this case wide open.
It certainly would, if in fact they had something. It just, when you look at it from, I don't know, reality's glasses, you go, this is a department that it really hasn't dealt with a homicide in 8 years prior to this happening. I don't really take them as being the best experts at planting DNA, if anything, to begin with, more or less on the knife sheath, on the button that was underneath one of the bodies. The crime scene, it seems rather, I don't know, egregious. And why would you have not only all of the local police, you'd have all the FBI. There's a lot of people that were involved in this that were on the ground investigating. You'd have to almost assume that a good deal of them were in on some sort of a conspiracy to frame, of all people, Brian Koberger, a very average student at the university. So the idea just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Yeah, he's no OJ, right?
Yeah, he's no OJ.
He can't claim that he's famous and has these haters and people trying to hold him back and that kind of thing that OJ was able to claim.
Yeah.
In his case, this is just some run-of-the-mill dude. There to suggest that, like you said, there's this massive conspiracy among authorities to plant evidence against him is a bold claim. It's very bold. But it's not unprecedented in modern times for this kind of thing to happen. And so I, at least, although it might be a little difficult, I'm going to keep an open mind until I hear what they have to back that up and to see where that takes.
What impact might the looming possibility of death have on some of these strategies and some of these statements that are being made? Is this something where we're going to really get all these things out there of possible doubt because maybe that will somehow lift the possibility of death off the table? If there could be that slight possible reason, maybe we got the wrong guy, but everything points to it. But worst case scenario, we just won't kill him. Is that part of the strategy, or could this embolden the prosecution even more to push for the death penalty because of the audacity of some of these claims?
Good. Inside, good question. The way that I'm seeing it, and I haven't read Idaho's death penalty statute too recently. I read it a few months ago, but in most states, all the defense needs is one person on that jury of 12 for a death penalty case who says, I don't know. I'm not sure I'm in favor of death for this person. And there's at least a mistrial at that point, and that's often considered a win for the defense. And like I said, is defense just trying to add up every little tidbit they can possibly find, give it to this jury and say, there's at least some question. There's at least some reluctance. There's some hesitation you're having based on this stuff, which means you cannot sentence him to death. That very well could be an approach the defense is taking. Now, is that going to stoke the ire of the prosecution and cause them to say, hey, this guy is claiming we're corrupt and dragging our names through the mud, this alleged mass murder? So we're going to really go after him. That could be an unintended response from some of these more audacious claims the defense is making recently.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill, pets shed, and accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
In a quiet Chicago suburb, a star wrestler goes missing weeks before his high school graduation, shattering his mother's carefully curated image of the perfect family. Upstanding Young Man by Sharon Doering is a pulse-pounding thriller described as tense, evocative, and surprising. Available now, wherever books are sold.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill, pets shed, and accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.